It's time to get your Football Friday night kicked off with the Coach Steve Airey Show on Classic Hits 101.7. The voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, will join Coach Airey to talk about Mountain Home Bomber football coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Nearly everyone is looking for and finding joy in the simple pleasures of home. Home cooking, homegrown, homemade everything. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, even home mortgages and home refis are comfortable with online applications and are specialists by appointment. Go to mebanking.com. Easy as pie, homemade or not. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The time is now to come see why Nisari Home Mortgage was voted the number one mortgage lender in the Twin Lakes area 6 years in a row. We have the expertise to fill your mortgage needs. Whether you are a first-time home buyer, are refinancing, or seeking a VA loan, let us help you get to the end zone. Cheer those Bombers, then give us a call at 870-425-8351 or visit nisarimortgage.com. NMLS 136034, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bombers!
Life is about connections, and that's even more important these days with online users needing more data as we enjoy videos, join meetings, play games, or simply stream our favorite TV shows and radio stations. Next can help you connect to life like never before, a name you know and people you trust. You take care of your business and family needs. We'll handle what comes next. Internet, phone, and television. Next, powered by NAEC. Visit MyNextFiber.com.
The Bombers are working hard for success. This is Mike Stockton, financial advisor at FSIS Group. When you work as hard for your money, you don't want to take chances with risky investments. We believe in informed investing and will help you find investments that align with your goals. For sound investment advice, call us at 870-701-5160. That's 870-701-5160, located in Mountain Home. FSIS Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, life well planned.
Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Community banking means investing in our community at Centennial Bank. We invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
Well, welcome into week two of the high school football season, and the Bombers tonight taking on Nettleton, the home opener. We'll talk about that in just a moment. First, though, Coach Steve Airey, let's talk about last week's matchup. Before we kind of break it down, just overall, your thoughts on your team's performance last week against Harrison.
You know, you're never as good as you think you are, and you're never as bad as you think you are. So, you know, offense had a really good night, but when you go flip on the tape, we didn't play as well up front as we'd hoped we'd have played. Still scored 35 points. That's enough points to win. Defensively, played pretty good in the run game. Didn't play so good on the back end. Gave up some big plays and 48 points. You'll never win a football game. So, you know, we had a little good and bad. Both sides had good and bad. And we're going to go to work this week, and that's what we've been doing is trying to fix a few things. And I was really pleased with our effort, though. I mean, I never saw them drop their heads. I never saw them quit. And they stayed there and went toe-to-toe with them to the best of their ability.
And that says a lot because these young men, they've been through some rough times in the past, and to see them hanging in there still fighting all the way to the end was good to see.
That's growth. I mean, it's positive, absolutely. And you know, you can flip in the tape from last year and watch their demeanor on the field and stuff and watch their physicality and watch their effort. Hey, they handled all that the other night. We just made some mistakes.
Yeah. Before we started with the show, you and I were talking off air, and you might say this about a lot of ball games, but I mean it was just four or five plays really the difference in the game last week.
I think so. I mean we had some killer things happen to us. We didn't have just a few mistakes. We had a lot of mistakes, but four or five different plays, and it's a different ball game. And I'm going to tell you what, 15 on the other team, Keelan, that guy's solid. He threw some good balls.
Yes.
And you get an average Joe back there, a quarterback that doesn't complete all those, but that they had the right guy on the right night, that's for sure. He's a good one.
He is. Well, let's talk about, because last week when we talked about what you needed to happen, not need to happen, were you thinking about what not needed to happen when they score that big, 70-yard touchdown on the first drive?
I told my guys, I said, they are going to test you the first series, the second series, and the third series. If they score, they're going to keep coming at you. If not, they're going to get into the run game, and that's where we want them, you know. And five-yard passes and 10-yard passes and moving the chains and – I said, you can't let them have the big one. We got to get through the first three series, and we didn't get it through the first play. So, anyway, we knew it was coming. We wasn't surprised. We practiced it. We didn't have our eyes right on the back end. Their skills are probably faster than what we were used to seeing in practice. They kind of got on top of us, and we made some mistakes.
But you made some adjustments because the next three series, you force them to punt.
Yeah. You know, and it's – it was all blown assignments. I mean, it was just mistakes. The great thing about it, it's all fixable.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're playing well, you lose focus and forget why you're playing well. And it's because everybody's doing their job most of the time.
Let's talk about your first touchdown drive. 14-play, 67-yard drive. It was fun to watch.
Yeah. Didn't get it in big chunks. Just had to work for every bit of it. You know, it's one of those drives where our linemen were pretty fresh and getting it done. And I'm going to tell you, Bryce McKay and Gage Hershberger, just they were tough the other night. Bryce is really good at making people miss, and Hershey just ran tough. And between the two and some effort up front, put together a long drive, had no mistakes, and that's how we cashed in.
Then you get the ball back, and you put together a drive and score with 5 seconds left in the first half. that was a nice drive. Good job of moving the ball and watching the clock and getting things done.
And that's what we was trying to do, is kind of milk the clock, not give them a chance for another home run ball, and come out knowing that we was going to get the ball in the third quarter. And then, you know, momentum jumps on our back. We're right there with them. We probably go for one, and we're down 21-20 or whatever that scenario was right there. But anyway, bottom line is we was right where we wanted them. That's how we went into halftime. We was right where we wanted them. You know what I mean? We got them right where we want them. So anyway, then we come out and muff the kickoff return. So
what was your message at halftime? What did you have to say to the young man?
You know, you try to fix a few things that you see is wrong. Obviously, you know, we're talking about their eyes on the back end and not giving up the big play. And then offensively, you know, we're talking about what's working and what we're going to do going into the second half. But the main thing is just keeping them honed in on what's getting ready to happen. We're going to receive this kick. We're going to score. And we're going to take it to them in the second half. They're not getting away from us. And anyway, you just kind of paint the picture for them. I do. I try to give them confidence and give everything. I'm not a negative guy. We're going to win every snap, every play, every game if I got anything to do about it. So anyway, that's kind of what we try to get into, is how we're going to win this game. And then hopefully they're all in.
You bet. We're going to take a break. We'll continue our discussion with Mount Home Head football coach Steve Airy in just a moment here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hey Bomber fans, it's Mike Quillard from Arvest Bank. And this cheer is a shout out to all of our Bombers rising to the challenge of each new day this year. From students to teachers, school administration to parents, we are proud of your resilience, determination, and commitment to excellence in education. An ancient philosopher once shared that education breeds confidence. Confidence breeds hope, and hope breeds peace. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
Getting away from it all has been incredibly important these past few months. Creating memories with family in a nice, safe recreational vehicle is also an amazing way to socially distance. Sounds like your own little piece of heaven, right? Ideal RV has known that secret since 1971, offering not only great new and used RVs, but also full-service maintenance, repair, winterization, and storage facilities. For the ideal memory maker, it's Ideal RV. Call Ideal RV, Highway 5 North, 481-5400.
Can you imagine that there are kids who don't have enough food for dinner, who don't have clothes for school, who live in houses without electricity? Hi, I'm Major Michelle Robbins, and on behalf of all the kids at the Salvation Army, I want to thank you for being so generous to the Salvation Army. Because of you, the Salvation Army can make a difference in the lives of so many in our community, including kids. Thanks for helping us do the most good.
To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Chad Bashir's, your local Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. For all of your investment needs, call 870-425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
We at Coleman Family Dentistry want to see your whole family smile while cheering on your favorite sports team. That's why we have opened a second convenient location in Cotter. With services designed for children 3 and up, we are a place the whole family can get their teeth checked. We have state-of-the-art equipment, technologies, and two great locations, all giving you plenty of reasons to smile. Call Coleman Family Dentistry today and meet Dr. Brad Coleman, Dr. Kyle Barton, and the newest member of the family, me, Dr. Austin Wilkie.
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it, remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
As one of the leading counseling practices in Arkansas, Families Inc. provides mental health services on an individual, couple, family, and group basis. We offer a variety of therapeutic services for children, adolescents, and adults. Our licensed health professionals assist patients in resolving conflicts with others, understanding feelings such as anxiety and depression, and providing emotional support. If you or someone you love is hurting, give us a call or visit us online at familiesinc.net because life is meant to be enjoyed.
At FMBC, we've been focused on community for over 100 years. To us, that means providing products and services that meet our customers' needs. It's that kind of community and customer focus that brought me to FNBC. Hi, this is Melanie Britt, and I'm proud to be a part of the FNBC community banking team right here in Mountain Home. I invite you to stop by and pull up a chair at our office located at 102 Highway 62 East to see how we can help you with your banking needs. You and FNBC, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We continue with the Coach Steve Airy Show, and Steve, you go into halftime. It's a one-score game, and you come out. Unfortunately, we mentioned this earlier, we lose the opening kickoff, and Harrison's able to convert that just one play later and score. And, boy, that momentum shifted so quickly, didn't it?
It did. It really did. You think, well, we got them where we want them, and then, boom, it's back to two scores just like that. So, it's called sudden change. It's called adversity, whatever you want to call it. And you have to be ready to play the next play. And the bottom line is you have to respond on the next drive. And I think we did.
You did. I was going to say another nice drive.
We have to respond. We cannot punt the football, these guys. We have to respond. Mm-hmm. And they did. So, you know, that's good stuff.
You mentioned briefly about the run game earlier. I tell you, Harrison really had no answer for the running game last Friday night.
No, they didn't. I thought Coach Ackland kept them on their heels pretty good as far as running strong, running weak, mixing up his stuff. And then we got enough read game in there. And the thing about read game is you're always trying to make somebody wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And Bryce did an exceptional job with that as well.
There was one play in particular that we love seeing the enthusiasm out of Gage Hershberger, fourth quarter. He takes a run down to the one-yard line, inside the one-yard line, and he gets up and immediately he's waving. He wants the ball back. And you guys give it back to him, and he scores on the next play. But I love seeing that because he wanted that touchdown so bad it came up just a half yard shy, but he got it done on the next play.
Hershey's getting better all the time. Gage, that was one of the things when we got here, we thought, I don't know how tough he's going to run the ball. We know he's fast. We know he's strong. His jump cut's really good. He's really good at finding space. And then he's doing a really good job of running behind his pads.
Hey, Bojay ran the ball well Friday night.
Bojay's a load.
Yep.
Brock, wasn't planning on using him much, and it's hard to keep him off the field. He's that good. he's our best. We got into two back, and that kind of helped us eat up some clock and move the chains. And, I don't like putting him over there because it takes away from his defensive. He was solid early, and he got a little tired and wasn't as effective on defense later. But he's got to get in shape. They all got to get in shape. And you play your way into shape early in the season, first 3 weeks or so.
Right.
And but he came in and gave us a big spark. We had to have him to stay in the game. So we was just doing whatever we could do to hang on right there at that point.
So what was the locker room like after the game? Obviously, it was a loss. It was tough. But what was the locker room like?
It was quiet. Yeah. I think everybody was disappointed. I think everybody, like I said, it was quiet. So I think everybody knew, hey, if we'd played a little better, we kind of dropped the ball here. If we'd played a little better, we might have been able to control our destiny here. They weren't just a lot better than we was, like they've been. We may be a little better, and if we play a little cleaner and we get a little better next week, we'll give Nettleton all they want.
There you go. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk about the Raiders tonight's matchup when we continue with the Coach Steve Aries Show here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Conversations about real estate include some discussion about location. You know, the saying about three important things, location, location, location. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, located throughout Arkansas, we're ready to help you take advantage of the lowest rates in years. New mortgages and refis made easy as pie, or easy as pie, depending on your location. Go to mebanking.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The time is now to come see why Nassari Home Mortgage was voted the number one mortgage lender in the Twin Lakes area 6 years in a row. We have the expertise to fill your mortgage needs. Whether you are a first-time home buyer, are refinancing, or seeking a VA loan, let us help you get to the end zone. Cheer those Bombers, then give us a call at 870-425-8351 or visit nassarimortgage.com. NMLS 136034, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bombers!
We depend on internet for everything from gaming to video conferencing, but we also need great television and reliable phone service from a name you can trust and people who answer your calls and provide outstanding customer service locally. Get the support, service, and dependability you can count on from Next, powered by NAEC. Get started today by visiting MyNextFiber.com. Stay connected via internet, television, and phone with Next, powered by NAEC. Visit MyNextFiber.com.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis. And Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed guidelines for patient and staff safety.
The Bombers are working hard for success. This is Mike Stockton, financial advisor at FSIS Group. When you work as hard for your money, you don't want to take chances with risky investments. We believe in informed investing and will help you find investments that align with your goals. For sound investment advice, call us at 870-701-5160. That's 870-701-5160, located in Mountain Home. FSIS Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, life well planned.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Community banking means investing in our community at Centennial Bank.
We invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
We continue with the Coach Steve Airey Show and Steve Nettleton in town for the home opener tonight. Let's talk about the Raiders. Let's start offensively for them. They've got some playmakers, don't they?
They do. They're a lot different than they were last year. I don't know that they throw the ball as well. 84, I can't remember his name last year. I wasn't here, but he was a very athletic guy.
Yeah, Joe C. I can't remember his last name. I know who you're talking about, though. Yeah,
he's not there anymore. Uh-huh. But anyway, they have two hammers in the backfield with their quarterback. I think his name is Push. I was thinking it was Pew. I might have misspelled this. It's a Push or Pew.
I've got it right here. The quarterback. Quarterback is Stratton, right? Yeah, oh, Scarlett. Right. I'm sorry.
I'm thinking of number 21.
The running back, Orion Pugh.
Pugh. Yes, I've got it misspelled on my sheet here. But yeah, Pugh. Pugh's a big back. He's 6'6", 195, 6'2", 195. I may have those two backwards, but the quarterback and the running back are about the same size. You can switch jerseys, and I don't know if you can tell them apart. They both run alike. They're both fast. They're both big. They're both physical runners. So they are running a lot more in between the tackles this year. And the quarterback right now, he's not throwing as well as the kid did last year. I hope we don't throw well. I hope we don't throw well Friday night. That's all I got to say. But
he can start throwing next week.
He can start throwing well next week, but – they're going to be real stuff. They're going to be the real stuff in between the tackles. They're going to come right at us, and we're going to have to withstand it and get them off field.
And that's something that obviously they're having to change because they've been a passing team with an all-state quarterback last year. So that's a big change for them. And it takes a little while to learn something like that.
Yeah, it does. And he's going to be a good one. Probably just hadn't had a whole lot of reps. You know, he's probably going to get better every week.
Defensively, we'll see probably – well, you mentioned earlier you may not know, but normally they play, a three-man front?
Last week they rotated between a 4-2, a 4-4, and a 3-4.
Okay.
Or the last 2 weeks, I should say.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we felt real good about blocking a 3-4 last week. He may throw another guy down, throw another guy in the box, see if he can slow us down a little bit. They're not a big pressure team. We may see more of that. I don't know how they're going to approach things. But it's our first time of playing everybody. So, you know, usually when you play somebody, you get a little feel for them after you've played them. But we have no feel for anybody right now. And so it's really tough for us as far as the scouting and the preparation goes.
Should be a good matchup. We're going to take one more break, and we'll talk more about the game against Nettleton tonight in just a moment. You're listening to the Coach Steve Airey Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, Bomber fans. It's Sally Gilbert from Arvest Bank, and this cheer is a shout-out to all our student athletes. From the mat to the field, the court to the course, you work hard and play hard, both in the blue and gold uniform and out. We admire your dedication and perseverance. No doubt, these two strengths will carry you through your year and throughout life. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game and achieve your goals. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
Getting away from it all's been incredibly important these past few months. Creating memories with family in a nice, safe, recreational vehicle is also an amazing way to socially distance. Sounds like your own little piece of heaven, right? Ideal RV has known that secret since 1971, offering not only great new and used RVs, but also full-service maintenance, repair, winterization, and storage facilities. For the ideal memory maker, it's Ideal RV. Call Ideal RV, Highway 5 North, 481-5400.
Do you know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 82 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our community. Hi, I'm Major John Robbins. The money we raise helps people in the surrounding five counties, including Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izzard, and Fulton. You can help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. When it comes to this charity, the Salvation Army always helps those in our community.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Chad Beshears, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Chad Beshears is a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers football team on Classic Hits 101.7. For all of your investment needs, call 425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
We at Coleman Family Dentistry want to see your whole family smile while cheering on your favorite sports team. That's why we have opened a second convenient location in Cotter. With services designed for children 3 and up, we are a place the whole family can get their teeth checked. We have state-of-the-art equipment, technologies, and two great locations, all giving you plenty of reasons to smile. Call Coleman Family Dentistry today and meet Dr. Brad Coleman, Dr. Kyle Barton, and the newest member of the family, me, Dr. Austin Wilkie.
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron and a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
Life can be difficult to manage under normal circumstances, but with the current challenges posed by COVID-19, depression and anxiety levels for many are higher now than ever before.
And if you're feeling overwhelmed by the recent guidelines and headlines, reach out to the team at Families Inc.
Families Inc. is still scheduling telehealth and face-to-face office visits to help patients find safe and healthy ways to cope with the coronavirus.
Visit them online at familiesinc.net to locate your local clinic. Families Inc. is here, as always, to help you shape a healthier, happier life for you and your family.
COVID-19 has presented a number of challenges, and unfortunately, identity theft is one of them. FNBC is proud to offer cobalt checking with ID Protect to defend against fraud. ID Protect gives you regular access to 3-in-1 credit reports, credit monitoring, and much more. Should fraud occur, ID Protect can help you restore your credit. Stop by one of the 11 locations or visit online at fnbc.us. There's only one you, and cobalt checking at FNBC helps keep it that way.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, certain rules and restrictions apply.
Well, we continue with the Coach Steve Airy show, and Steve, it's unusual to say, it's the home opener and it's senior night. So there's a lot of things going on tonight.
There's nothing been right about COVID-19. It has changed everything.
It has.
I mean, everything. So, yeah, we're at that point right now where we don't know how long the season's going to be. There's teams canceling games right and left.
Yes.
There's canceling school again right and left in other places, and we don't know how what's going to happen. So we're going to recognize our seniors early. We have 15 of them, and we're really proud of all of them. They've led us through the summer. Steve Airy, Darren Acklin, Ryan Mallett inauguration, Brett Schrabel. So, you know, we're glad we had those guys to embrace us. And we really, really think that they're our leaders right now, and they're going to get the thing turned around. And whatever comes in the future is kind of what they've blazed. They've been 100% all in, and just exceptional bunch of men.
We hear coaches say from time to time, you'll see the most improvement in a football team between game one and game two. So what are you looking for tonight?
You know, obviously, I think we probably had 10 mistakes last Friday night that were huge, maybe 8. We got to cut those down tremendously. So I think what it does is it shows kids what they got to do better. You know, they think they're good in practice, and they think they're doing the right things in practice, but there's a focus and attention to detail and some things that weren't taking place to make that many mistakes. So obviously we've got to clean things up. That's what we want to see. If we clean things up, we're going to have a chance to play with people. I say it all the time. We play perfect, we win. Preparation wins football games. Mm-hmm. Most prepared team usually wins.
Right.
And, you know, the team that makes the most mistakes lose. And we have really got to clean things up this week.
What are the injuries before I ask about the keys? Any I don't remember anybody from last week.
We don't have any injuries. We got a few nagging injuries that the kids are, and you know, they may have set out in the past when they got them. They're not sitting out. They're going to work through them, and we're going to be tough guys. That's my number one criteria. Uh-huh. You can't be a good football player if you're not very tough. So you're going to play beat up. You're going to play hurt. We're going to nurse you through the week, whatever we got to do. But you got to be on the field on Friday. You can't have 5 or 6 starters standing around there in their khaki shorts and jerseys and getting it done.
Right.
So proud of our guys, proud of our toughness, and you won't see any injuries out of us tonight.
Good deal. What are the keys? What do you have to do to win tonight?
Obviously, you got to win the turnover battle. That's the main thing, is win the turnover battle. We got to eliminate the big plays. We need more big plays than they have. And I think we got to play with more emotion, more physicality.
Should be a good one. Good luck tonight.
Thanks.
All right, Coach Steve Airey, we'll take a break. We'll join you live from Bomber Stadium coming up next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Coach Steve Airey Show. Join us each Friday night at 6 to get the latest information from the head coach of the Mountain Home Bombers on Classic Hits 101.7.